some advice on learning English. We'd better develop our interest in English at the beginning of our study. To develop interest in English study is not very hard. We may have the feeling of satisfaction and achievement from our English study when we are able to say something simple in English, talk with others or foreigners in English, and act as others' interpreters. Plans are always very essential, so we must make some elaborate and workable plans before study, and we should certainly carry out these plans to the letter. Notes should be made whenever we study any book. We may follow this advice. Don't read a book without making notes, as we know that notes are the summarization, the core content, our understanding, and the abbreviations of the books. Our notes are much thinner than the books, so that we can learn them by heart more easily and can often review and read them. We may also record our notes on tapes so as to often listen to them more easily, to deepen our impression and to lighten our burden of memory. Sometimes it is needful to draw some tables and illustrations that are very impressive, visual and concise. Watching English movies, English TV programs, listening to English songs and learning English on some special occasions are also excellent and vivid English listening strategies, as we may combine English with some certain scenes to deepen our memory. Never just memorize single English words. Learn by heart the whole sentence and the phrases that contain the new words so we may know how to use the words. If time permits, we may read a mini Chinese English dictionary carefully from cover to cover, which may help us widen our sight and master knowledge in all aspects. Excellent personality is one of the decisive factors in English study. Persistence, patience, self-confidence, and determination are badly needed.